One of the greatest books you can get on dispensations is this book by Clarence Larkin, the greatest book on dispensational truth in the world.
Clarence Larkin can be referred to as John Nelson Darby's scribe. He simply took the teachings of Darby and made systematic charts that basically would illustrate their dispensational truth.
John Nelson Darby created it, but Clarence Larkin packaged it. Because dispensationalism is so complicated, you need like multiple charts to even try to grasp it.
At the age of 21, he became a professional draftsman and architect, which would later aid him in publicizing his book, The Greatest Book on Dispensational Truth in the World.
I mean, that sounds like a real humble guy, right? I mean, he writes a book on dispensationalism. He titles it The Greatest Book on Dispensationalism in the World.
This is one of the first books I read after I got saved, and I could not put it down. The Bible is amazing. The Bible is just an amazing, amazing book.
And if you talk to dispensationalism, they're always telling you, Clarence Larkin's books, you got to read his books, you got to study his charts. You know, he is the man that packaged it. He is the man that made it basically formatted in a way where these people could grasp it and understand it.
Clarence Larkin was actually an Episcopalian. But in 1882, the same year that John Nelson Darby died, he converted to become a Baptist. And in fact, 2 years after his so-called conversion, he was ordained to be a Baptist pastor. It was during this time that he began to adopt and adhere to the tenets of dispensationalism, drawing and designing the dispensational charts. Then in 1918, he completed his work on dispensational truth.
There are several different traditions that refer to themselves as Kabbalah. And within each of this, there are different practices and techniques. First, the term Kabbalah refers to the esoteric or mystical aspect of Judaism. During the European Renaissance, concepts and methods from Jewish Kabbalah were adopted by some Christian scholars and integrated into their Christian theology, giving rise to what is called Christian Kabbalah.
All dispensationalists just hail Clarence Larkin and his books as the best tool for Bible study. And here's what they literally believe. They believe you cannot understand the Word of God without Clarence Larkin. Well, that's already an attack on biblical teaching.
If Satan can draw you away from the Word of God, he basically can render you useless. The only thing that makes us useful, aside from the fact that the Holy Spirit of God lives within us, is that we know the Bible. Okay? We know the Bible. We know how to use the Bible. We can rightly divide the word of truth. But you know what? If you have someone telling you, hey, you can't understand the word of God without Clarence Larkin's commentary, you know, that's going to render you useless. Why? Because at that point, you've placed his book over the authority of the book.